another look at the blueprint. Once upon a time, before eternity was broken into disposable bits, every day was holy. After a misunderstanding with the landlord that led to our eviction from Eden, we invented a new god, work, and began worshiping it 6 days a week, with the seventh set aside to catch our breath and called the Sabbath. Being unemployed was worse than being an atheist in the Bible Belt. Of course, that all seems long ago, and now we're quite enlightened, working only 5 days a week. That is, if we're lucky enough to have a job. Why, sometimes we even have a long weekend. Plus, we can daydream for 50 weeks about our vacation, if we're lucky enough to get one. And daydream for 50 years about our retirement, if we haven't worked ourselves to death before then. Apparently some prankster, or demon, or dyslexic bureaucrat, or sleepy third shift supervisor turned the blueprint upside down, because we're supposed to have 2 on and 5 off, or 1 on and 6 off. The fine print is a little blurry. Or possibly none on and all off. A hard-boiled pragmatist may hear this and think, nice fantasy, but who's going to pick up the trash? Good question, for that's exactly the point. No one will pick up the trash, because nobody will waste time making junk that turns into trash. Now, that's what I call practical. The planet doesn't get buried in garbage, and we discover the treasure of our daily lives. In my imagination, a morning dawns when we each awaken, rub our eyes, stretch, yawn, slowly get oriented, and realize, another day to do exactly as I please. Another 24 whole hours for meditation and creative activity, rest and play joyfully intertwined. Ah, the life of a trillionaire.